Welcome to Disruptive Branding by Saffron Brand Consultants. In this podcast, we will share the most important insights that we have gathered from several decades of working closely with some of the world's most disruptive brands. We will show how every business, startup to enterprise, can design its brand using disruptive thought and action. From how-to sessions with members of our executive team to conversations with our clients, learn firsthand how to position your brand to compete with disruptive challenges and to challenge and disrupt yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Paula Molina. I am from Medellin, Colombia, and I am an intern at Saffron Brand Consultants. Today, I'm taking over in order to showcase life at Saffron from the intern's perspective. As the end of the summer approaches, we thought we'd recognize the effort and value that the interns at Saffron have brought to the table by talking to some of our past and current interns at a two-part edition of our Life at Saffron series. This episode will feature the highlights of three conversations I had with my fellow interns Paulo and Lucia from the Madrid office and Najla from the London office. Hello, I think it's really nice talking to you today. How are you?
Hello, my name is Lucia de la Torre. I am gonna be a fourth year design student at IE University in Madrid. I am Spanish, also from Madrid, and I am currently doing my first internship work in Saffron.
My name is Pablo Lavilla. I'm from Spain, Madrid. I went to a British school, but I currently study in the US. Brown University. I'm an upcoming senior and I'm majoring in business, entrepreneurship, and organization.
Yes, so I'm Najla Al-Quayez. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I'm interning here at Saffron for just the summer. I'm currently doing my undergrad in Saudi Arabia for marketing and data analytics. I've been at Saffron for almost 6 weeks. I'm gonna finish 7, and I love it here. It's amazing, and everyone's so nice, and it's a very nice environment to be in.
So why did you decide to apply to Saffron or to do your internship here? Tell me a little bit about how you got here in the first place.
The reason, or kind of like how I ended up here in Saffron, was more of like, let's say, a stroke of luck. I tried previous internships in more like a corporate world, especially around the private equity sector, but that wasn't like the real thing for me, or rather I didn't enjoy it as much, given all its like corporate structure and less of like impersonal relationships. So I was looking for something more like sort of informal startup and more in the creative aspect, and kind of like browsing around, being curious about the metaverse, I landed here.
I've been familiar with this industry. I was familiar more towards Bold Agency that's based in Saudi Arabia, and then through Bold I found Saffron.
So I wanted to know what was appealing to you about the world of brand. If you saw it in university, where did you hear about it first, and what brought you to look for an internship in an agency like Saffron?
I think that what I found mesmerizing about branding was that even though it could be considered something very specific, it touched upon a lot of different aspects of the design process. You do a little bit of everything. You start from strategy and from just concept building and something very abstract that is then visualized into something very tangible. And I thought that as a process, it was something very meticulous, very detailed, which I like personally a lot, almost therapeutic. And I found that that attention for detail, the fact that every part of the process has to have a reason for it, every aspect of the final product has to have a narrative, found that a very like satisfactory and very completed like product or process in general. So
so just speaking here, like when I speak to the designers, they're like, everyone thinks we just do graphics and we only do like graphic design, but they don't know the amount of impact. For me, impact is really important. And even though my name is not maybe well known, but I want to make an impact on the world. Like, I think client services are like the people undercover. people don't really know what we do, but undercover, they're in charge of everything, and they do the scheduling, the budgeting, and everything about that. But regarding the branding aspect of it all,
Do you think you could tell me a little bit about your internship, your day-to-day experiences here at Safran?
So when you come as an intern, you're treated as anyone else. Of course, people take into consideration that it's your first time and you probably don't have as much experience as other people, so they try to lead you and guide you, but they don't tell you what to do. And you do have to force yourself to observe a lot, to talk to people a lot, and to ask for help as many times as you need it, because you learn by doing. What it is that I do exactly here as an intern in the design sector per se of the company, I am mostly involved in just the design, like purely designing part of it. I mean we work together with the strategy and we work together with other segments as well, but we mostly do the visualization or the translation of whatever the strategy team has come up with into a visual language that impersonates that brand purpose or that brand idea or the essence of the brand that we're working with into something that you can see and something that you can interact with. Well, something that might be cool to know for certain people, many colleagues bring their dogs to the office, so it's always a very friendly environment and a very playful one. So if you ever feel stressed, you can just chat with a couple of dogs and play with them.
So as I'm part of the client services team, it's basically recording, keeping up, and connecting everyone in the office. For example, if a project is going on, we have to connect the designers with the strategists, with the client and everything. We also make up the schedules and stuff. It's very precise. I'm supposed to be here just from 10 to 2, but I like it too much and I come earlier and leave later. So I'm usually here by 9. Some people come before me, some people come later. The morning, it's usually very, very quiet. People are getting the hard stuff out of the way and stuff. So I just get a coffee or something and sit, check my emails and see if I have any meetings for the day. We have lunch. Everyone sits together at lunchtime from 1 to 2. We all sit in this big table. We just talk, have conversations. Quite challenging conversations to have, but very enlightening. And then after 2, I think it's more lively in the office. People are just having fun and doing their design work and having meetings and asking each other, oh, what do you think about this and that?
I think the best way to describe this is coming out of the top of my head right now. We every day wake up, put on a set of clothes, dress however we want, talk however we want, and express ourselves in what we believe is our own way. At the end of the day, that's what branding is. You know, companies dress themselves in a certain lifestyle, dress wear, and project certain values or opinions that they may have. So I guess that's what branding is, how you present yourself from a business point of view. I personally am from the strategy team. So I would be like that little voice in your head telling you, oh, it's going to be cool today, maybe a slight bit of rain, but you're attending a party with some friends. So how about I tell you how to dress accordingly so you can fit all that criteria?
Do you perhaps have any interesting anecdotes about your time here?
Yeah, okay. Embarrassing moment, I have one. It was like my first week here, third day. And I was doing all my onboarding. I had my onboarding with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben was rambling on about how, what we're looking for at Safran, you know, like what we stand up for, what type of people we are, and how, you know, you always with respect, but you should always sort of speak your mind if you think that what you can or what you can say can contribute or help in any manner, or if you think that something is being not done properly, and even if you don't have the experience, you just go with your gut. So I was like, okay, let's do this. So I had been like an hour before that onboarding, kind of like looking at my coworker's computer next to me, and he was designing like something for one of the clients. This is a really high up guy of in design. I had the bright idea, like, hey man, like, to basically sketch out some possible designs and pitch it to them. And although he was really nice about it, he practically laughed at my face. So. And then we became friends. But yeah, that was a real embarrassing moment. Especially because I had to like talk myself like 20 minutes into doing it. Like, come on, man. And yeah, that was like my third day here.
Did you sketch it like on paper?
Yeah, pen and paper. Pen and paper, and he was like, man, I don't know what you think about this. But like, and he laughed and he was like, yeah, man, you just stick to your stuff. I mean, he like obviously nicer than that, you know. And he actually heard me out, you know. And
uh-huh.
Kind of took the time out of his work, but yeah, that was pretty funny.
So for my next question, I just wanted to ask you if there's anything that upon working here you've become more aware of, or anything that you've changed in the way that you perceive the world. For example, for me, upon working with the marketing department and being able to collaborate in certain projects, I've grown more aware of, for example, place branding. And as I plan different trips with my friends, or even as I think about my home city of Medellin back in Colombia, I've come to notice certain traits and appreciate different ways in which cities are setting out to make their brands stronger. I just wanted to know if this has happened to you and how.
Definitely. Like, I mean, it happens with everything. Once you dive into it, you start noticing things that you didn't before. But now, when I go into, for example, a gas station, I notice just little color things or typography or things that feel in a wrong way. And I make little mental comments about it. And it's like, I know more in general, and I learned a lot about things that people that have been working in the field notice right away, and it would never cross your mind as an intern.
Well, that's a great question, Paula. I would say that yes, to a certain extent, it has changed how I perceive kind of like my day to day. I do pay more attention on how like companies brand themselves. I feel like catch myself most of the time when I'm driving around the city, sort of looking at like an advert or sort of like a logo and kind of thinking about what's behind it and the work. But I feel like the biggest sort of takeaway or impact this had in my life is, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, like part of my field of study is entrepreneurship, and I wish to at some point create my own business, whether it be sooner or later, but I plan on doing that at some point. And something that I hadn't previously considered, which now I will, is what my company means and how it presents itself to the rest of the people. You know, I feel like everybody that starts a startup, they only focus on, hey, what are we selling and how we're making money. But also, I feel like something really important, especially looking to the future, and if you think it's a venture that has potential, how it presents itself to the rest of the world.
Okay, and to follow this, I wanted to ask you about something that I found very interesting while working here, which is that Saffron has come to describe itself and its essence or personality with the phrase brutality and charm. So working here, I've noticed that this is not only true in the way that Saffron works with its clients, but it's a very big part of the Saffronite culture, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to get your perspective to see how you interpret this phrase and how have you seen it in the workplace or even in yourself.
But in terms of like my day-to-day life, I do feel like I fit those values shockingly well. Charm, I feel like I'm nice, but the brutality comes when I feel like I'm being pretty brutal sometimes, in the sense that I've been continuously labeled as someone that's too honest. But yeah, I feel like I'm also pretty charming.
Yeah, I think they're very critical also. They don't hold back. I think if something is not the way it needs to be, they will just say it straight up, and people are not, they won't be emotional of that. Everyone just wants to help each other, and we know this will help us all. So I think there's a positive and negative aspect. So you need to be not too overly emotional, because we all know that everyone here is amazing, and that's why they are at Saffron. But sometimes maybe there's a better point of view or a better approach to everything. So
from our conversation, I can tell that you've really enjoyed this experience and you've actually learned a lot from it. But in your words, what is something that you've deeply appreciated about your internship experience here at Saffron?
I mean, my biggest highlight of all of this is going to be exposure to a lot of different things. I've dipped my toe in so many pools of different industries and knowledge, which in turn have made me more knowledgeable in everything. Like, since I've been here, I've done airlines, football leagues, trading platforms, art galleries, banks, museums, telecommunication companies. So like, and look at that, I've only been here 2 months, and I would definitely consider myself more knowledgeable in all of those industries than any other regular person that just kind of reads the newspaper, because you're kind of forced to deep dive into all of this. I don't know, it may be some knowledge that you don't think it's relevant for yourself and just for the job, that definitely make you more like a well-rounded person.
I think each company or consultancy firm or even design studio has their own design process, and that is developed from experience and, you know, everything that they've done in the past. And I think the Saffron method is extremely like good when it comes to involving the clients within the process, so that they're up to date in every single advance that is done, so that by the time that the final product is reached, the client is completely on board, or at least they understand everything that went behind. They understand the rationale behind the entire design. So there is no sort of disappointment or surprise factor, because client and consultancy, they work hand in hand throughout the entire process.
So this is everything for today. Thank you so much for everyone listening, for having me as your host of this two-part segment of the Life with Saffron series. It's been my pleasure, and I invite everyone listening to go ahead and check out the rest of the episodes of the Disruptive Branding Podcast. It is very interesting, and there's truly so much to learn from all of the knowledge that the Saffronites have to offer. Have a great rest of your day, and hopefully see you soon.